The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, it is a monster that is swirling out in the Gulf.
It's called Hurricane Milton. It's a Category 4 storm this morning.
And it's drawing a bead on Florida's west coast.
Yesterday, for a while, Milton was a Cat 5, but the winds have dropped ever so slightly. And Florida is going to take a 1-2 punch. First, there's the storm surge.
Storm surge values anywhere from, 6 to possibly 12 or even 15 feet in some locations. The other big impact is going to be the wind.
From the Fort Worth National Weather Service office, Chief Meteorologist Tom Bradshaw says even if Milton weakens slightly before making landfall, the winds will still be well over 100. And depending on its still uncertain path, the hurricane could wallop the same part of coastal Florida as Helene 2 weeks ago.
This one back-to-back with Helene, and because it's going to come right over top of us, it's a little scary.
Referring to Milton, the National Hurricane Center calls this an extremely life-threatening situation. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Along the Florida coast, CBS's Christian Benavidez is in St. Pete Beach, where preparations are underway for Milton, even as they are still recovering from Hurricane Helene.
We need as much of this debris picked up as possible. This creates a safety hazard.
In Tampa, staff at this zoo are rushing to secure the animals before Milton makes landfall.
We do have a lot of what we call night houses or buildings that the animals are used to going into.
The state has also set up a base camp at Tropicana Field with 10,000 beds set up for emergency workers. Cristian Benavidez, CBS News. St. Pete Beach, Florida.
Okay, if you're headed to Florida at all this week, airlines are monitoring Milton and they're making adjustments.
American Airlines will suspend operations at Tampa International Airport and Sarasota Bradenton International Airport shortly after midnight tonight. Today, they're going to have extra flights to help people get evacuated out of the area, allowing customers to even check two free bags. American Airlines has issued a travel alert for 12 airports in Florida in which they operate out of. Customers whose travel plans are impacted by Hurricane Milton can actually rebook without change fees, and they can reschedule their travel on AA.com or through the American app or by contacting their reservation 1-800 number. Meanwhile, if an American flight has been canceled or excessively delayed, customers can cancel their itinerary and request a refund by visiting the website. Customers who book through a travel agent should contact their travel agency directly. From the 24-hour news center, Kristen Diaz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
By the way, at this hour, all of the Orlando area theme parks remain open for the rest of the week, with the exception of Legoland. They have announced they're closed Wednesday and Thursday, but Disney has put a note up on their website saying that they're monitoring this storm and they'll make decisions that are in the best interest of guests and cast members. Dallas cops believe that a Venezuelan national busted after an hours-long standoff could be connected to a series of violent crimes in other cities.
Wilmer Gonzalez and three other Venezuelan men beat and robbed a woman when she pulled into her Northwest Dallas home last month, according to police. Days later, police caught up with the men and took them into custody after an hours-long standoff in Irving. But investigators believe Gonzalez is a powerful leader with the Tren de Aragua Venezuelan gang. KRLD has learned that Gonzalez is also being investigated for two murders out of Chicago. He has an immigration hold on him and is wanted by Interpol for crimes elsewhere. Gonzalez is still behind bars in Dallas County, facing an aggravated robbery charge. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A smart dog and a very alert deputy save a man's life in Colorado. Last month, a Stevens County Sheriff's deputy encountered a lone dog, Gita, just sitting in the middle of the rural road when Gita suddenly darted up an unmarked path. Wright followed her to a remote cabin where he found an 84-year-old man injured and unable to move. Thanks to Gita's loyalty and quick thinking paired with the deputy's intuition, the man was rescued just in time, his life saved by his devoted canine companion. I think my cat would just sit on top of me and the dog would just like scrounge what? For snacks, do nothing.
Of course, that's
what
the way.
What a good dog.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's a good boy?
You are. Hey, former Dallas Star center Mike Ribeiro pleads guilty to a misdemeanor for groping a woman at his lake house in East Texas 3 years ago.
The Panhandle Police Chief, whose shooting prompted a statewide blue alert last week, is now home from the hospital. The man who shot him is still on the run. Arlington police shoot an armed man last night at an apartment complex near North Collins and I-30. The man who was shot was transported to a nearby hospital. No officers were hurt in the shooting. It's not clear what sparked the shooting.
Buying Christmas gifts is going to be harder this year for some families in one Cook County town. A tornado devastated much of the area.
Cherish Sheffield, an elementary school counselor at Valley View ISD, started Eagle Angels with another counselor.
We had, I think, over 135 families who were greatly impacted by the tornado. And, of course, their funds and their income is all going to rebuilding their lives at this point. We're just trying to make sure that they do have a good Christmas.
Eagle Angels works like other Christmas Angel programs. Individuals or businesses adopt one or more children and fulfill their wish list. If you would like to adopt an Eagle Angel or donate money, you'll find a link on the Eagle Angels Facebook page. From the 24-Hour News Center, Melanie Brown, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A bipartisan delegation of Texas lawmakers recently went to Texas death row to show their support for inmate Robert Roberson. He is scheduled for execution October 17th for the murder of his 2-year-old daughter in Palestine. His attorney, Gretchen Swen, says he deserves a retrial on the 2003 conviction.
The shaken baby hypothesis used to convict him has just not withstood the test of time, that there is essentially no sound science underlying it.
She says the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals has ruled in favor of an inmate in another shaken baby case out of Dallas. She is asking the same court to grant her client relief as well. Those familiar with the case say his daughter died of pneumonia. The former lead investigator of the Palestine Police has been outspoken and says Roberson is innocent.
By the way, they're in Central Florida right now. The billboards, all the big billboards up in the air, they cut holes in them when there's a hurricane coming, so that they don't become windsocks.
They did
effectively
that same thing in Houston. They do the exact same thing,
and they've done that. So people driving there this morning are seeing big holes in all their billboards in preparation for hurricane force winds happening right now. Millions of Florida residents are cramming the highways, trying to get away from the coast, evacuating away from those coastal areas ahead of Hurricane Milton's expected landfall Wednesday into Thursday.
In west coast of Florida, keeping a wary eye on Hurricane Milton. It's a Category 4 storm, could bring destruction.
This is the kind of storm that puts the disaster in natural disaster, and it's bearing down on coastal Florida, but they're as prepared as you possibly can be.
They have a very, very strong emergency management system down there in the Tampa, St. Pete area. They have a lot of history with tropical systems. Again, this is going to be a very strong one, but they've had a lot of tropical systems through the years.
From the National Weather Service in Fort Worth, Chief Meteorologist Tom Bradshaw says Milton could easily bring winds over 100 miles an hour when it makes landfall in the next day or so, with a storm surge of 6 to 12 feet, maybe higher, and parts of Florida and other southeast states are still rocked by the damage from Helene.
The devastation is significant. These whole communities washed away.
Forecasters believe the dangerous eye and eye wall could come ashore anywhere from Cedar Key in the north of Florida to Naples in the south. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The deadline to register to vote is now passed. Now, for students getting ready to vote in their first election, their classmates are trying to keep them informed. At Dallas College, Richland Student Media is working to introduce everyone to the issues. Carlos Ortega says the presidential election might get the most attention, but they want their classmates to learn how local issues affect them.
Local is always going to be a lot more impactful than national. Even if they enforce a lot of the big policies, what's happening around you is your local councilman or your local representatives.
He says they also work to help other students realize how politics is part of their daily lives.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.